This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome again to the show. Welcome back after the relaunch. It's Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. War is my name, Wayne Allen Root, and the show is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. And I'm always on the warpath. So much to tell you, but I'm the friendly warrior, you know? I may be always on the warpath, but always with a positive spin and a positive attitude. I'm the biggest cheerleader in this country for Donald Trump, the great president of the United States, greatest modern president, better even than Reagan, and I believe he'll go down after 8 years as one of the great presidents in the history of this country. Give him 8 years, he's going to change the judiciary completely, he will change the border completely, he will build up the military completely, he will gain his respect in the world completely, he will make sure that workers matter, and the middle class matters, and the working class matters, and people on food stamps and welfare. We're not going to let you starve, but you're not the most important thing in this country. The economy runs on people at work and pay taxes, and we're going to be nice to them for once. We're going to treat them better than illegal aliens and people on welfare and food stamps. Is that a lot to ask? That's what Trump believes, and that's what I believe in. Here's my commentary coming out, because I am the happy, friendly warrior. I always have positive news for conservatives. Are you ready for a Trump landslide? That's my column coming out in newspapers around the country on Sunday. Starts in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, one of the top 20 newspapers in America, where I'm the leading columnist there. And then it's syndicated all over the United States by Creator Syndicate. Ready for a Trump landslide? Is President Trump about to win re-election in a 35 to 50 state electoral landslide? The signs are everywhere. Trump just raised $15 million in one day. Remember, I just spoke about that. In California, the business leaders in America are betting on Trump, even in ultra-liberal, ultra-blue California. By way of comparison, California's own liberal darling Senator Kamala Harris raised $12 million in the whole United States over the last 3 months. Trump, $15 million in one day in California, in one state, a state that hates him. Kamala Harris, $12 million nationwide in 3 months. Think about this situation for a moment. Trump was outspent by more than 2-1 in the 2016 election, yet still Hillary couldn't beat him. This time around, Trump will have about $2 billion to spend. Trump, with $600 million, beat Hillary. What chance do Democrats have with Trump and a $2 billion kitty? They're not going to beat him. CNN also just got a dose of reality. CNN sent reporter Martin Savage to a deep blue Democratic stronghold in a deep blue Democrat state, Minnesota. A place where blue-collar, working-class residents have been lifelong Democrats. Not the state of Minnesota. This specific district, lifelong Democrats, and everyone they interviewed said they're voting for Trump. This was all recorded on camera. They let the piece run on CNN. Everyone they interviewed said, I'm voting for Trump. They couldn't believe it. I'm sure someone got fired at CNN for that one. Why is this happening? Because anyone with a job and common sense can sense that the Democratic Party is insane. Elect any Democratic candidate but Joe Biden, and it's clear you'll be out looking for work the day after the election. You will lose your job. American business will be out of business the day after the election. With the Democrat plans to spend trillions on Medicare for all, trillions on free health care, trillions on free college, trillions on free health care for illegals, and tens of trillions on the infamous Green New Deal, America will be bankrupt and closed for business. Crazy, radical Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claim the world will end in exactly 12 years. I have no idea where they're getting that date from. It's ridiculous. But I have a date for you. I don't know about the world, but I do know the date the American dream ends. Mark it down. If any Democrat wins, with the exception of Biden, the American dream ends on Wednesday, November 4th, 2020, the day after Election Day, 2020. And I say all of this, I keep mentioning Biden, because the delusional media actually thinks and hopes and prays that Biden is their savior. They think Biden can beat Trump. That's why they're rooting so hard for Biden. That's why they're lying so hard for Biden. That's why they leave out all the bad news about Biden and all the mistakes of Biden. Even the liberal media clearly understands deep down that Democrats are headed for a landslide defeat in 2020 with anyone but Biden at the top of the ticket. But I'm here to tell you, Biden isn't their answer. The Democrats and their sales and promotion department, i.e. the mainstream media, are delusional about Biden. Biden will never be your nominee. Great-grandpa Biden doesn't know where he is anymore. His mind is off wandering to imaginary fights with imaginary thugs named Corn Pop. Did you hear about that one? He fought a guy named Corn Pop with chains wrapped around his arm. Biden doesn't know what year it is. In a recent Democrat presidential debate, he asked voters to go to his website, and then he said, and I quote, the way he said it, Biden 30330. He looked like an incompetent, senile old man who couldn't remember his home address. Anyone could figure out it's Biden 2020. That's the year you're running for president, you nincompoop. But Biden doesn't know where he is anymore. If you're so old you can't remember your website or the year 2020, you can't be president. You belong in a nursing home protected with rubber walls, eating soft food like oatmeal. Biden doesn't know where he is. He was recently addressing the press in Vermont, and he said how much he loves it here in New Hampshire. Biden doesn't know the population of America. Days ago, he boasted his economic plan would put 720 million women back to work. The entire population of America, men and women, not to mention transgenders, is 330 million. How could there be 720 million women? Poor Joe wants to be president so badly. The liberal media wants it so badly for him. But want doesn't cut it. Joe Biden will never be president. Poor Joe just doesn't have it anymore. All the hopes and prayers in the whole world won't change that. Besides, I will bet serious coin there's a photo out there of Joe Biden in blackface. Anybody want to bet? Right Wing Watch, CNN, MSNBC? Please put this out on your media tonight. Please quote me. Please play this video on television tonight. Wayne Root says, my hunch is Joe Biden has a photo of Joe Biden at a party in blackface. So ask the governor of Virginia, Democrat. Ask the attorney general of Virginia, Democrat. Ask Justin Trudeau, the liberal, ultra-liberal president, excuse me, prime minister of Canada. All the hypocrite liberals who never hesitate to call everybody else a racist seem to have blackface photos in their past. Now, Biden is older than all of them. Biden is a dinosaur, and he's made many borderline racist comments over the years. The odds, in my opinion, are pretty darn high that Biden blackface photos are out there. So if I'm right, and Biden will never be the nominee for a thousand different reasons, what do the Democrats have other than Biden? They've got wacko, extreme, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. So get ready for a Trump electoral landslide. That's my column. Coming out in Sunday's newspapers, hopefully to a newspaper near you, syndicated by Creators Syndicate. Now, no sooner did I write that article, just proving I'm a pretty smart guy, who comes out but an interview with hedge fund legend and billionaire Leon Cooperman. Leon Cooperman, he's at a Delivery Alpha conference today where he sat for an interview with CNBC. And he literally says, let me quote it for you, right now, the market, meaning the stock market, is assuming Donald Trump is reelected. If it looks like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders are going to be the credible opponents of Trump, the market will crash. They won't open the stock market if Elizabeth Warren is the next president. It literally won't open. Her policies are counterproductive. They're negative for capitalism. You don't make poor people rich by making rich people poor. And he goes on to talk about how he doesn't even believe the Democratic Party, with all the radical left-wing nutcases, will even allow Biden to be the nominee. But forget all that. Nobody but me seems to be talking about the fact that Biden appears to be senile. He doesn't have it anymore. He stumbles. He stutters. He makes mistakes in how he addresses people. He calls Bernie Sanders the president. He calls Cory Booker the president. Nobody's ever mistaken Cory Booker for the president, ever. Cory Booker's at 1% in the polls. He's never going to be anybody's president. Biden's clearly lost his mind. And I'm clearly pretty good at making predictions. I was a Vegas odds maker before I got into politics, and I'm damn good at making predictions. So, folks, when I tell you Biden won't be the nominee, I'm telling you Democrats are not going to let Biden be the nominee, but it wouldn't matter. Even if they are, even if the media is rooting for him, he doesn't have it anymore. When we get back, I'll tell you a few more things I got right. Remember, the media loves to call me a conspiracy theorist. Well, about 95% of the time, everything I predict and every opinion I come out with turns out to be right. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just a damn good observer of life. Let me mention the sponsor of this show, Operation Rescue, and its founder, Troy Newman. He's waged a 30-year war against abortion, saving thousands of unborn babies. 53,000 last year alone. He was the guy who helped investigate Kermit Gosnell. That's why he's in prison now, the famous, notorious late-term abortion doctor. Played a key role in exposing Planned Parenthood's fetal body parts business. Democrats have gone off the rails. I was never a pro-life guy in my life. Now, I am proud to say I'm pro-life. They want to abort babies to the moment of birth. They want to abort them after the moment of birth. And we need to back Operation Rescue with Troy Newman. So give what you can, whether it's $50, $100, $500. I don't care what it is. Give till it hurts. 844-992-2020. 844-992-2020 or prolifein2020.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just a great to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event where Trump Love Fest, AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in Sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you suck, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Swiss America, the sponsor of this segment of the show. As important as gold is to every conservative's portfolio, believe me, I've been funneling away gold my entire life, my entire adult life. I love gold. It's shiny, it's beautiful, it's heavy. And man, you can cash it in for big money. Because look, I bought gold when it was $300 an ounce. I bought gold when it was $600 an ounce. And then it was just sitting around at $1,100 for like 5 years. And everyone was going, gold sucks, gold's terrible. Is it really? I had it at $300, $600, and it's at $1,100. I know it didn't move for 5 years, but if you have it at $300 an ounce and $600 an ounce and it's at $1,100, you're making a fortune. But I held it, and now it's at $1,500 an ounce. And I guarantee you in the next few years, it's going to go higher than that. How high? I don't know. Nobody knows. But experts all around the country and analysts see gold prices rising between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. If that happens, wow, I'm sitting pretty. So are you. If you buy gold. But who you buy it from may be even more important than knowing much about gold itself. Because you got to buy it from someone who you can trust. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. They've bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. Precious metals meaning gold and silver and platinum, etc. You need to know how to profit on this next big move because gold's been up $200 an ounce in just the last 60 days or so. So call Swiss America today. It's a free phone call. Costs you nothing. No risk. They give you a free special report just for my fans and a free 30-minute DVD hosted by Wayne Allen Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Free video, free DVD, free special report, free call. What do you got to lose? Nothing. 800-BUY-COIN. All right. Thanks, What's America. So some other things I was right about, my crazy conspiracy theorist that I am, except everything I have to say turns out to be right. I went on a rant for weeks now that Antonio Brown is probably the most talented wide receiver in the NFL now and maybe ever. You know, he's got Hall of Fame stats. The guy's amazing. You smile just watching him. All those years, the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I said the Oakland Raiders have a hole in their head forever bringing him on their team because he is a cancer. He is a horrible human being. He is nothing but trouble. He will drag your team down. Sure enough, my prediction came true. Oakland Raiders dumped him. Dumped him like yesterday's news. They cut him. And the next thing you know, within hours, I think within an hour, one of the most brilliant men in the world is Bill Belichick, the Super Bowl champion coach of the New England Patriots, the greatest coach ever, quite possibly, greatest team ever, quite possibly. They pick him up 2 weeks ago. And I said, biggest mistake ever. I don't care how smart Belichick is. Big mistake. Because cancer is cancer. He will ruin your team. Within days of my saying that, he's accused of rape and sexual assault by two different women. They let him go out and play last Sunday, and he does great. Because he's the most talented wide receiver ever. But it doesn't matter. He's poison to whatever he touches. And sure enough, they cut him today. Unceremoniously cut him, and they say they may not even pay him the money they owe him. They're going to fight it, is what it sounds like. At least the NFL Network says that. So the Patriots admitted their mistake. They admitted Wainwright was right. And they walked away from a cancer. A guy will kill your team from the inside out. I'm also right about the fact that again and again I say gun control doesn't work. And cities with Democrats running them 100% and the strictest gun control laws in the world, they all have massive crime and lots of murder and the people are defenseless. Last night, 9 people shot in Washington, D.C., even though Washington, D.C. has gun licensing and 10-day waits to get your gun, and they ban assault weapons, and they ban magazines. 9 shot in Washington, D.C., and homicides up 17% during the last year, even with the strictest gun control in America, because the problem is gun control. We need Democrat control. It's Democrat cities that are death knells. It's gun-free zones that are killing fields. Democrats are the ones getting you killed because you're left defenseless. And last but not least, what do we have left here, Chris? Just like a minute? All right. I mentioned, I think it was on last night's show or 2 nights ago, that pensions are killing America. And that riled some of you up. We got calls from quite a few of you who are government employees complaining that I said that. And I said to you, it doesn't mean you don't deserve it. It doesn't mean you're not a great person or your wife's not a great person. It doesn't mean you didn't earn it. But pensions are killing America. And sure enough, an article is out. Bankrupt Illinois cities are forced to cut services to fund pensions. They're firing policemen. They're firing firemen. They're firing government employees from essential positions. They're arguably, someone's going to get killed because they don't have enough policemen and firemen. They're endangering public safety because they can't afford the pensions. And while I have no problem with a hero making $100,000 a year or a government employee making $100,000 a year, if you can afford it, what if you can't? And how about $100,000 a year for not working for the next 40 years of your life in retirement? That's what no one could afford. So fund your own retirements. Don't ask government and the taxpayers to pay for it. You're bankrupting America. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is dismissing a whistleblower complaint as partisan and ridiculous.
Always appropriate, at the highest level, always appropriate. And anything I do, I fight for this country. I fight so strongly for this country. It's just another political hack job.
President speaking at the White House to reporters while welcoming the Prime Minister of Australia to the White House. The president continues.
The press has had a very bad week with Justice Kavanaugh and all of those ridiculous charges and all of the mistakes made at the New York Times and other places. You've had a very bad week, and this will be better than all of them.
A suspect is in custody after allegedly plowing an SUV through a Schaumburg, Illinois mall. Witnesses at the scene posted videos on Twitter showing the vehicle crashing into merchandise and kiosks at the mall. Schaumburg police say there are currently no injuries being reported. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Thank you. you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I love reading the comments I get during the break. So many of you send me emails, and some of my friends send me texts. And some of them are just so telling. This guy says, he's just a fan of the show. He's a stranger. I don't know who he is. But he says, we're giving more money to President Trump this campaign season than last time because things are so great and we appreciate what he's done. Wonder how many more are doing the same thing. Bet it's many. And I agree with him. I think many people are giving Trump more because he heard my commentary that Trump is going to raise $2 billion this time. He won the last election with only $600 million. And Hillary had over $1.2 billion. She beat Trump over 2-1. Over 2-1. Trump barely touched $600 million. She had over $1.2 billion. That's over 2-1. Trump still won the election. Now he's going to have $2 billion. What do you think he's going to do with $2 billion? He's going to overwhelm the Democratic Party. Also wanted to mention something real quick, and then we'll take calls. You know I'm a big supporter now of pro-life and of Operation Rescue, and I mentioned them in the last segment. But there's a story out that backs up, again, everything I'm saying, because they were so involved in the Planned Parenthood videos that proved that Planned Parenthood was selling body parts of aborted babies. And so Planned Parenthood took a huge loss in a case today involving the Texas Health and Human Services Commission's decision to terminate them from the list of the state's eligible Medicaid providers. Undercover videos were released, and this was Operation Rescue and Troy Newman in the middle of it, during the Planned Parenthood, showing that Planned Parenthood doctors in the state of Texas were profiting off the sale of fetal tissue, which is highly illegal, and for this reason the state decided to fire Planned Parenthood from its Medicare plans. And Planned Parenthood sued the state of Texas, and they claimed the videos were altered or doctored. And meanwhile, Planned Parenthood, as of, actually it wasn't today, it was yesterday, Thursday, Planned Parenthood lost their case, and the organization will be removed from the Texas Medicaid program, and the videos were not doctored. And so the ruling affirms the fact that it is within the rights of the state of Texas to drop Planned Parenthood from Medicaid, and it also concluded Planned Parenthood lied when it said the videos were deceptively edited. Not only is it the ruling a win for states' rights, but it conclusively proves Planned Parenthood officials broke the law and sold fetal tissue from abortions, which the organization has denied. So I want to mention one more time, you want to give money to the right group to fight these people? Operation Rescue, 844-992-2020, 844-992-2020. Use credit cards, send a check, I don't care. Go to prolifein2020.com. Thank you, Operation Rescue, for saving babies. Appreciate it. All right, let's grab some calls. We got a liberal on the line. I want to hear from him. Haven't had a liberal yet come up with a cohesive argument why they're liberal, why they're voting liberal, but I always listen. We got Hiram from Alabama on line three. Hiram, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, it is.
All right, so tell me, you're an Elizabeth Warren supporter. Why would that be?
Because Elizabeth Warren is 20 years younger than Grandpa Trump. That's why. For starters.
But the fact that she portrayed...
I watched the debate, and Elizabeth Warren got more energy than anybody on the stage at the Democratic debate.
Here, I'm having a hard time understanding you, but just answer me this. You understand that Elizabeth Warren spent 20 years making believe she was an Indian to collect a $400,000 a year salary as a Harvard law professor. How would you feel if you were an American Indian and she stole your job by claiming to be an Indian and she was just a good old-fashioned white woman? How can you make that person president of the United States?
Hey, Indians like to fight, and Elizabeth Warren is a fighter. If you're a fighter in the blood, then you're Indian in my book.
All right, Hiram, I could barely understand you. I got to say bye-bye to you because this isn't even a fair argument. I mean, what kind of an answer back is that? Indians like to fight, and Elizabeth Warren's a fighter. It must be like a parody. They must have liberals giving me parodies and jokes, trying to be funny and entertaining. Because could anyone possibly be that ignorant when you tell them that she portrayed an Indian for 20 years to make millions of dollars in fraud from Harvard Law School? She ripped off real Indians and real minorities to get her job. Your answer is Indians are fighters. She's an Indian. That could be the worst answer comeback I've ever heard in my life. I even get into the fact that at experts will tell you America business will shut down the next day. That Elizabeth Warren is a crazy woman who believes in stealing everyone's money. It's kind of ironic because she's really good at stealing money, portraying an Indian and stealing money. Wow. And by the way, she doesn't have any photos in blackface. All her photos are portraying Indians, and she really did it. It wasn't a Halloween party. It wasn't a joke. She spent her whole career climbing the dead bodies of Indians, literally the ancestors of these brave, courageous Indians, climbing their dead bodies to proclaim herself something she wasn't. That's a fighter or that's a fraud? Let's take Milton in Georgia on line two. Milton, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Milton?
Yeah, you know, the Democrats are quite stupid. They want gun control, background check, and all like this. You don't do that. It's like if their kid killed 17 about, what, 3 or 4 months ago? He had mental problems. But he had already committed several felonies.
Yeah, well, Milton, I think it's more important to just say in all the Democratic cities where they have all that gun control, there's massive crime. One of the problems you're having with our callers, I think, is they talk on speakerphone. I'm sure Milton was on speakerphone. And we're having a hard time understanding you on a speakerphone. You got to speak on a landline first, or if you're on a cell phone, get off the speakerphone and speak right into the cell phone. Because it's national TV and it's going thousands of miles, and we're having a hard time understanding you. But Milton, here's the deal. I get it. I get what you're saying, from what I can understand. But it's more important to state, what's the model for gun control? In every Democratic city with gun control, massive, uncontrolled, out-of-control violence against good, honest, law-abiding, innocent victims and innocent citizens and innocent voters and innocent store owners. So it just doesn't work. So why would you fight to spread it to the whole country? Do gun-free zones work? Gun-free zones mean you're all dead. You're like shooting fish in a barrel. Innocent people are dead. It's easy to kill you because you have no gun to fight back. It just doesn't work. Why were there 9 people shot in D.C. last night? Why are 25, 30, 50, 70 shot every weekend in Chicago if gun control is so good? Let's take Kay in Arkansas on line 3. And don't be talking to me on the speakerphone, Kay. Are you there?
Kay is here, and I'm not on speakerphone.
I hear you. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. You're good. What's on your mind tonight, Kay?
I wanted to address a question that Joe Pag kept asking, and his question is why Elizabeth Warren is pulling ahead. And the reason is because she is establishing a look. I mean, Hillary Clinton is famous for her pantsuit. Elizabeth Warren wears no jewelry, solid black from head to toe with another color over that. Her hair is called the bedhead. Anybody can cut their hair and look like that, and anybody can dress like Elizabeth Warren. But her image is so simple and so plain and so easy that it is established in everyone's mind. No one else has an image that is a woman. Men all have an image.
I can't argue with what you're saying about her image, but trust me when I tell you, Kay, she's only winning among liberals and feminists. There's nobody that voted for Donald Trump that thinks her image looks good. I think she looks just plain. You just said plain. What's good about plain? In America, we don't vote for plain people. You're supposed to be special to be president of the United States. We don't vote for plain people. Matter of fact, study was out. Whoever is considered by the audience the better-looking person has won every presidential race since 1960, believe it or not. And I think most Americans did think Trump was better-looking, per se, as a man than Hillary Clinton as a woman. And they sure thought John F. Kennedy was better-looking than Richard Nixon. And they thought Ronald Reagan was better-looking than Jimmy Carter or Walter Mondale. They thought Bill Clinton was better looking than Bob Dole or George W. Bush, H.W. Bush. They thought George H.W. Bush was better looking than Michael Dukakis. You know, politics is show business. You got to look good. She looks frumpy. She looks frumpy and plain. You just mentioned her hair looks like she just got out of bed. She didn't even fix it. She doesn't look good. She doesn't smile. She doesn't have a good look. I don't think she could ever be elected president, but she could win the Democrat nomination where they only care that you're a woman. So what do you think about my response on that?
Yeah, and I'm not saying I am for Elizabeth
Warren. Okay, good. Good. But I have no problem with what you said.
Trump.
Yeah, I have no problem with what you said. I think the type of person that's a Democrat probably likes Frumpy. But I don't think any Republican who voted for Trump likes Frumpy. Anyway, look, you know what I care about? You know what I really care about? I care about what you believe in. In the end, it shouldn't be about what you look like. It should be what you believe in. You know? And by the way, if somebody runs for office and they're completely unattractive, somebody runs for office and they're crippled, someone runs for office and they're Muslim, but they're conservative and they believe in lower taxes, less regulations, smaller government, build the wall, I'd vote for that Muslim. I'd vote for that person that has some sort of a disability. In a second, I'd vote for that person who is not attractive. Because in the end, I believe in values, Judeo-Christian values and capitalism and entrepreneurship. That's what I believe in. And by the way, you know who believes in us? All of us against the IRS in the fight? Sam Landis. Speaking of a fighter, that guy said that Elizabeth Warren's like Indian, she's a fighter. That's the stupidest answer I've ever heard. But Sam Landis is a fighter, and he fought the IRS for me and beat him twice. And he fights them for average everyday Americans and wins all the time. 8,500 cases in front of the IRS. Whatever your issue is, he's got the answers. You have tax problems, tax questions. It's only a fee of $190 a month, and that's only for the viewers of this show and the listeners to my show. Wainwright fans get that. No one else in the world gets it. You start with a free consultation with one of the best tax lawyers in America. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU or go to WeHelpYou.com. Thanks, Sam. I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm back. Man, this is an intense 3 hours doing this show. 3 hours on national radio, 1 hour, the last hour, Power Hour on Newsmax Television. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, because I'm the only show I know of in all of America with no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no staff around me. It's me alone in a TV studio looking at the camera and telling you what I think. By the way, a shout out to someone who calls this show nonstop. One of my biggest fans, Dwayne, from Ypsilanti, Michigan. Dwayne, just wanted to say hi and shout out to you. And also a shout out to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Joseph Williams, the greatest hair restoration surgeon in America, in my opinion, one of the greatest in the world. Celebrities, billionaire businessmen, and even a sitting president have flown into Vegas to get their hair done, hair restoration job done by Dr. Joseph Williams. It's worth flying into Vegas. If you're watching now and you live in Vegas, great, then he's the man. But man, you're the luckiest guy in the world, right? If you live right in Vegas and he's right here. But I don't care where you are. If you're in Ypsilanti, Michigan, if you're in California, if you're in New York, if you're in Alabama, if you're in the great Midwest, it's worth the flight because he's going to pay for you to come to Vegas and you're going to get a free vacation in Las Vegas. A vacation restoration. That's why his website is vacationrestoration.com. You get a free vacation and you get a hair restoration from the best hair surgeon in America. Call 888-357-0888, 888-357-0888, great friend of mine for 18 years, and I've seen all the before and after photos. Now you can too at the website, vacationrestoration.com, look the way you've always wanted to look, give Joe Williams a call, free, doesn't cost, doesn't hurt to ask, right? Let's grab some calls right now. We'll take Ferdinand in Miami on line two. Ferdinand, you're on with Wayne Root, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Listen, I picked up a magazine, it's Newsweek, it's an August edition, and there's an article in there written by a gentleman by the name of Thomas Sowell.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
S-O-W-E-L-L.
He's great, yeah.
And that's the most entertainment, most educational, and breaks it down so understandable. It was hard to understand, hard to believe anybody could have broken it down.
But wait, for
the man that came up. Yeah.
I have a question. You didn't tell me what the article's about by Thomas Sowell. What did he write about?
he's right. Socialism makes everybody poorer.
Oh, socialism. Yeah. So he's perfect for that. He's one of the most brilliant intellectual conservatives in America, and he's an African-American conservative, which is unusual. And so he comes from a very different perspective. Thomas Sowell is one of the greatest ever at writing interesting
stuff. I have never read him before, but that was the most enlightening, clearly defined. It just put it where an idiot could understand it.
Let me give you my take on socialism that any idiot could understand. If America was a classroom and you were the most studious, hardworking, honest, wonderful kid in the world and you wanted to make your parents proud and you worked and you worked and you worked and all the other kids partied and did drugs and smoked pot and got drunk and got girls pregnant and never studied and they all got F's and you got an A and the teacher walked in and said, everybody gets a C, it doesn't matter what you did or how hard you studied, in my classroom everyone gets the same grade, C. Would you ever study again? No.
No.
That's what's going on in America when it comes to money. Obama wanted everybody to get a C. Lift up the bad people. Lift up the lazy people. Lift up the stupid people. Lift up the unlucky people. Some are just unlucky. And bring down everybody else, some of whom are lucky. See, I'm very fair. Some poor people are unlucky. Some rich people are lucky. They were born in the Lucky Sperm Club. But in general...
He's got two comments that are so interesting.
Yeah.
One, the next time some academic tells you how important diversity is, ask how many Republicans are there in their sociology department.
Right.
The other item he has, the gentleman that's got all this money, I can't remember his name.
Tom Steyer?
No, it's one of the young kids. He knows everything, Facebook, whatever it is. But he said, you can get all these people that want to make everybody equal and take the money away from everybody. Number one, whoever's got all the money is going to send it overseas. If they can't get it out fast enough, the government or the state or the locality will take it all. And within 1 year, that man will be rich again, and that state will spend all his money and be back to where they started worse off.
There you go. Great stuff from Thomas Sowell. I'm with you. Hey, Ferdinand, we got to run. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And it's kind of unusual. We haven't had a Miami caller in a while, so that's great. Do we have time for one more call, or are we done for that? We have 90 seconds. No more calls tonight. I'm sorry, Mark from California, Tom from California, Jim from Virginia. What did I tell you at the beginning of the show? Lots of Republican conservatives in California. They just don't know it. It's a blue state, but there's lots of quiet, whispering conservatives who gave Donald Trump $15 million. Thanks. Good job, California. And by the way, there's this new scandal. Did Trump get on the phone and offer something to Ukraine? And, you know, all I'm going to tell you to close the show is, not only did Trump not do anything wrong, the president can do anything he wants and offer anything he wants, the person who leaked it is not a whistleblower, they're a traitor. And they should go to jail for 20 or 30 or 40 years to teach a lesson. You have no right to listen in on phone calls of the president of the United States, and just because you don't like him, rat out what he has to say. And if he told Ukraine, investigate Joe Biden's son is most probably a criminal, and someone should have told him to investigate Joe Biden's son. Good. I'm glad he told him that. Maybe finally we're going to get something done here. Joe Biden enriched his kids and made them billionaires at the expense of American taxpayers. Don't investigate Trump for asking to investigate the bad guys. Go investigate, prosecute, and imprison the bad guys. And don't let Biden ever get near the White House. Have yourselves a great night. Have yourselves a great weekend. And all the cops out there, all the military, all the vets, we love you. We appreciate you. We appreciate the sacrifices you made for us. Have a great weekend. Be safe. God bless.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.